Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast at godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading is taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 14 through 20. From the New Revised Standard Version of the Holy Bible, the Word of God is as follows. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee to proclaim the good news of God, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother, Andrew, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the net. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. May the Lord bless both the reading and the hearing of his holy word. The sermonic selection is entitled, "I Have Decided to Follow Jesus" by Claremont Kids.
Jesus,
The scripture was read previously for your hearing, understanding, and especially for your application. Dear Heavenly Father, we offer now a word of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be precious in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. My topic is Follow Jesus Immediately. I want to lift up two verses in light of this message, verses 17 and 18. And Jesus said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fish for people. And immediately they left their nets and followed him. When anyone undertakes a course of study at any level or pursuits in education, the following may or may not be apparent initially depending on the grade level. The teacher, the instructor, or the professor introduces the textbook at that grade level or level of instruction. He or she will usually point out several things, but not limited to this listing. It is imperative and crucial that the student knows the title of the textbook. The student needs to know who wrote or authored the book. The information is pointed out about the author, however appropriately as to his or her credibility and the authenticity of the writing and the content they will study. Depending on the level of education, the instructor may be prompted to ask why a particular book is unique and feasible for that particular course of study. I am certain that the responses will vary. The date of publication is of concern. Is it current and is it a timely publication or is it outdated? Usually it's not outdated, but it always behooves one to know the publication date as well. Of course, most of all of the above will depend on the academic level of study. When we look into Mark's background, we learn that Mark was the son of Mary of Jerusalem, Acts 12:12. And Mary was a woman of means or wealth. He was also referred to as John, a man also called Mark. That's in Acts 12:25. It is believed that he was related to Barnabas. And more specifically, they were cousins. Scripture tells us that he associated with Paul and Barnabas on their first missionary journey. It is also believed that Mark was a companion of Peter, who knew a great deal about Jesus. The gospel, according to Mark, was probably the first one written. It is short and concise, and is thought to have been penned or written somewhere around 50 A.D. to 63 A.D. in the year of our Lord. In Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Mark writes that Jesus says, The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. The kingdom of God is the fulfillment on earth, that which is God's will. The rule of God is working within the lives of everyone who draws near Jesus. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is right here, right now. Jesus continued, and believe in the good news, which is the gospel of Jesus. Repent, someone is asking, repent. How do I repent? You must first acknowledge your sin. Acknowledge the fact that you don't always do the right thing. Be humble before God and know in your heart that God is right. Trust God with your heart and in your heart. Know that he will not let you fail in your humbleness to correct your mistakes. Believe in the good news of the gospel. Think about what you've done that was outside of the will of God, lying, cheating, stealing, drugging, disobeying God's commandments, and other things that's too numerous to mention here, and not applying God's word in your life. Don't think of sin as big or small. All sin is equal in God's eyes. So be thorough when you're going before God. Reflect on why your thoughts, words, or actions were wrong. Think about how your sin may have hurt another whom you come in contact with. Luke 17:3-4. Think about the damage you have done to your soul. Do you feel guilty? Is guilt a good thing for you, or can it prove to be harmful to you? Repent for the right reasons. Make sure you understand why you're repenting. Is it because you want some material thing from God? Not good. Matthew 16:26 says, "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul?" Are you repenting because repentance is good for your soul? Yes, you're on the right path. 2 Corinthians 7:10, "For godly grief produces a repentance that leads to salvation and brings no regret. But worldly grief produces death." When you repent, read the Holy Scriptures, the holy passages, in accordance with your religious faith, and believe in the good news. Make things right. Consult your pastor, your priest, your rabbi, or your spiritual advisor. Know that you can repent wherever you are. Luke 15:7 says, "Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance." You don't have to wait until the next time you're in church, a temple, or a synagogue. For many of us, with this pandemic situation of COVID-19, we don't know when that will be. God can hear you right where you are. It's important that you change your attitude, change your behavior. You must stop committing what sin you're repenting of. If you are sincere with God through Jesus Christ, you will be able to overcome. Seek help if you need to. Resolve any problems you've caused. Avoid making similar mistakes. Keep following Jesus. Guide others and how to avoid making your mistakes. If you sin by abusing drugs, think about volunteering with a local drug rehabilitation center or supporting local legislation to fight this problem. Fish for people. Embrace God's forgiveness by living a life that's pleasing to God. Join a church or a religious community. Get baptized. Go to services regularly. Invite someone to service with you. Fish for people. Give money to your church or religious community. Malachi 3:10. Be active in protecting your soul. Confess to God regularly. Be aware of things that are in your path that may lead you into temptation. Avoid at all costs the company of people who don't have your best interest in mind. Include some kingdom activity or kingdom activity in your life experiences. Proverbs 19 and 21. Be productive in God's kingdom. Keep reading your Bible, the Holy Writ, and let God's beacon light lead you down the path that's best for you. Believe in the gospel. Accept that you will make future mistakes. God already knows this. You are not perfect when you know this too. That's when you know that you are humble. Don't borrow trouble by lying awake, worrying about the fact that you might not please God. Go to sleep. Get a good night's rest so that you may be better able to cope with the situations of the new day, God willing. God is pleased at seeing you try to make things right, even when you don't quite make it. Believe in the good news. Live a good life. Don't tarry. Follow Jesus immediately. Sins are mistakes that lead us to hurt others and ourselves. But when we live free of sin, we please God and preserve our souls for eternity. This way, we can live life more abundantly the way God meant for life to be. Believe in the gospel. God needs disciples today, just as he did in biblical times, but he needs them through the saving grace of Jesus, who is the Christ. He needs them from every walk of life, white-collar workers, blue-collar workers, professionals, non-professionals. Disciples are needed of every nationality, every creed, and every color. He wants disciples from every hemisphere where humankind walks this earth. God wants us to follow Jesus, who is in the soul-saving business. We must repent, be baptized, believe in the gospel, and follow Jesus without hesitation in the pursuit of fishing for people. In the Christian faith, the Bible is considered our major textbook. It is not outdated. The writings in the Bible are as valid and as relevant as they were when the God-inspired prophets wrote them. The Bible has stood the test of time. It is the original and authentic authority of our Christian beliefs. Are you still trying to make it on your own into God's kingdom? Well, today is the time to stop. Jesus can show you the way, so let Jesus show you the way to God's kingdom. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we honor and glorify your name. We know that we can't add anything to your glory, but we ask that we be reflectors of your light. Today we confess that as we are mere humans, we don't always do what's right. So we say, thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son Jesus, who came preaching repentance. Thank you for your forgiveness. We're thanking you for Jesus' urging us to believe in the good news, which is the gospel. We pray for the lost that they might believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ. For the gospel is good for the soul. These and all blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Our closing song is entitled, I Will Follow, by Chris Tomlin.
Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow. All your ways are good, all your ways are sure. I will trust in you alone, higher than my sight, high above my life. I will trust in you alone. Where you go, I'll go. Where you stay, I'll stay. When you move, I'll move. I will follow you. Who you love, I'll love. How you serve, I'll serve. This life I lose, I will follow you.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets, or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.